Okay. Right now it is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and also her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. And we say good morning to Dr. Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. Good morning. Beautiful day, I guess, all over New England. Really, really lovely end of summer kind of weather.
And how is the small critter?
Well, it's coming along. She's coming along, although I probably am not doing everything that I should be, but we adore her, and she is learning a little bit.
And how does that relate to your your topic?
Well, I must say that, of course, having a puppy is a real decrease in stress, and running around after her in the house, which I shouldn't do, but she's faster than I am, and I can't always catch her to take her outside, is really one form of exercise that I didn't mention in the piece that I sent you, Jill. But I have to say that I was really shocked at what I found when I was doing some research on what the effects are of not exercising. I have two friends, probably more, who fit into this category. One does not exercise because she had, and thank God is over it, cancer about 4 years ago, and she really is still afraid to go outside, and she has some weakness on one side from a side effect from her cancer, and she had been, before this whole thing started, the virus started, exercising with a trainer and taking classes, aerobic classes, ballet classes, all dance classes every single day for maybe 2 or 3 hours. But once she felt she had to be socially isolated, she really restricted her exercise to occasional walks to the bank and maybe once or twice a month to the grocery store. And another friend of mine is actually in the same situation. She's not sick, but her husband is, and he needs a great deal of care. She does have an aide now, but she has very limited free time, and when I asked her whether she's exercising at all, she said, well, when I stopped playing tennis several years ago, my husband could no longer play with me. We used to play doubles. I just stopped exercising, and, I used to go to the gym, but now, of course, I can't. And I said, well, what happens when your aide comes and you have some time for yourself? Well, she said, you don't really expect me to spend my free time exercising. I have things to do, she said. They're much more important, like paying bills and making phone calls and making doctor's appointments and, making dinner. And she sort of was actually annoyed when I suggested to her that maybe she should spend some time exercising. She told me she had gained weight. My first friend told me that she actually had been losing stamina. But both of them really didn't even associate this with lack of exercise. So I started doing some research, and I realized, to my real shock, that if you are sedentary and you are especially a woman after the age of menopause, which will happen in your 50s, then by the time another 10 or 20 years goes by, and I hope you're lucky enough to, to actually live that long, then you are going to lose almost 50% of your aerobic capacity, of your ability of your cardiovascular system to take in oxygen and deliver it to the muscles of your cell, and to really be able to move quickly and with some quickly, and also for a period of time, without huffing and puffing and really not being able to breathe. In addition, if you don't exercise very quickly, you will start losing muscle, especially as you're older. You lose muscle because of that. You also at risk of losing minerals from your bones. The combination is such that you are at great risk of falling. Not being able to regain your balance. And once you fall and once you break something because your bones are more fragile, then you really may suffer the consequences, like even a blood clot or a stroke, of being fairly immobile. And the problem, Jill, is that nobody tells you this. When you go to a doctor and the doctor takes, gets blood from you and measures things like cholesterol and are your electrolytes right and what have you, how often are you told, well, gee, you're losing muscle mass. Gee, your balance isn't very good. Let's see whether your capacity to take in sufficient oxygen to drive those muscles, is that being limited at all? Nobody ever ask you that. Maybe if you are of a certain size, you might be sent for a bone mineral density test to see whether you actually are losing minerals, calcium from your bones. But really, would a doctor even spend 5 minutes seeing whether you are decreasing in your muscle strength, whether you're breathing, but you need, you know, to take more effort to get in oxygen? And so the results are so subtle. The decline in your stamina, your endurance, your ability to breathe are so subtle that, you know, the doctor doesn't pick it up until maybe there's a real problem. And so my friends can go on, you know, for another year or however long they have to because of the virus, et cetera, not exercising until one day they're going to find they really won't be able to climb stairs, or they won't be able to get up from chair, or they won't be able to, if they start running, you know, crossing the street and a car, you know, starts coming after them because the light changed too quickly, to get across the street. And I really worry that we all don't pay attention to the real subtle but pervasive effects of lack of exercise.
Yeah, and what it's like the silent killer, okay? Because most people don't realize that they're not doing it. We have a situation where I know someone who just, you know, just because of everything, just had to stop the exercise program, and you know, because the trainer was unavailable to come to the house, and you know, before you know it, 6 months has elapsed.
Yeah, and you know, it's like I was thinking, it's like if you don't floss your teeth or use a water pick or what have you, eventually when you go to the dentist, because you are,
yes, your teeth are going to be green.
You're going to the dentist. The dentist will say, "Hey, you know, something's up. You know, your gums aren't very healthy." There are things that normally physical examinations will reveal when you are not paying enough attention to your health. But I can't even think of a situation in which a physician would actually say to you, other than if you've gained weight, or maybe your cholesterol's gone up, your blood pressure's gone up, what have you, gee, you ought to be exercising more. Are you?
No, not even in this climate. Even if that's happened, the first thing, and I had this with somebody else, as a matter of fact, who underwent a very stressful occurrence, very stressful, and was clearly having a stress manifestation, a physical stress manifestation, and the first thing is to send her for just bunch of tests, and she was saying, just hold up, just hold up a minute, you know, because it's very rarely the obvious, like, all right, is there a lifestyle change that has created a situation that might be manifesting physically? We are so far past that, and it would be so nice to get back to it, but
exactly. And you know, look, I know the options are small. I mean, I just heard, you know, Dr. Zelman before me. The options are small, but we all have cell phones, and there are all these exercises you can do that come through with your various apps. There are free programs on the computer. All you have to do is find some stairs to walk up and down, or get up and down from a chair. Just sit down, get up, sit down, get up. That, you know, is a very important exercise, simply to work out your thigh muscles. But there are some simple things to do. 10 minutes.
Max, do you remember when we first started this show? We talked about how people don't realize that there are things that they can do just during the course of the day that count as exercise.
Exactly.
Park the car a little bit further away. I remember you talking about walking. If you had to take the garbage out, you know, you walk out the
ramp. Watering your plants.
Right.
You know, but
it all counts.
You know, carry a bucket or a watering can in one hand when you water the plants, and then switch to the other hand. You know, it's just...
No, but it's little things that you can do that you don't even think of, and it counts. And that was the whole...
Exactly. Exactly. And this friend of mine who said, well, you know, I have to be on the phone. Well, you know, our phones, you can walk around when you're on your phone. You don't, you're not tethered
right
to a phone line anymore. You know, she could do squats when she's walking on the phone or when she's on hold. Aren't we all on hold? Yeah, when she's calling her bank or something, she could do some exercises, but no, it's not, you know, in her priority list, you know, until it's going to be too late. And one of the reasons I wrote this, I hope she reads this, so that maybe she won't be motivated.
Send her a link to the podcast.
Thanks. Exactly. Well, on to my run.
All right. Thank you very much. Say hello to the little one.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy here on Thursday mornings right before This Week in the Lakeville Journal.